Hey, every full moon, we like to catch up with Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets. She is so plugged into what's happening everywhere. And I tell you, this moon, is it fuller than normal or is it just what we're, we think it's that way?
Oh, hello. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Yes, it is. It is a super moon, which means it's quite close to the Earth, comparatively speaking, within 360,000 kilometres, so just a stone's throw. And because it is so close, you know, a lot of people are going to be feeling it more. So it had me up at 4:15 this morning, even though the light wasn't coming in my bedroom, the vibe of the moon was there. So Aries, the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn are most affected, but everybody is affected by this.
Yeah, I know. Look, I've being a Gemini, I've already studied where I'm going, and apparently I've got to watch what I say, which is hard in a job like this, Rose.
Yes, Geminis do tend to be a little bit over-communicative sometimes.
Oh, that's a diplomatic way of putting it.
The boss wouldn't agree with you.
Talking of over-communicating, Trump, of course, in the headlines at the moment, up against Kamala Harris. What are your thoughts or, you know, views on what's going to happen there?
Okay, so I got two things. When I closed my eyes, the door opening up, there was a door closed to him in the past. It is opening up to him. But on the other side, there's like a bit of a hallway and then there's a brick wall. So he can take it a little bit further, but he's not going to be able to take it much further. There is green also associated with this vision, which means could be involving money. Of course, it all costs money. That's obvious. But it also means a bit of growth. So I think over the short term, like the next few days, maybe a week or something like that, he's going to get an extra boost, perhaps, because I can see all this green. But then there's a brick wall. So he's not going to get very far.
Can I ask about that brick wall? We've had three assassination attempts on the man. Do you see any of those or do you feel any of those being successful at all, or is he too well protected? And when I say protected, not by the Secret Service, but by angels, I'll put it out there.
Yeah. What's that? I can see something, but I don't know what it is. It's like a moon, and it's on the crescent. So that's about increase and expansion. And so maybe reword your question in another way.
Yeah. Maybe. So
is he going to be shot and killed by an assassin?
Well, that's putting it bluntly, Jay.
Well, there you go. That just put that out there.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I can actually see the word no. There might be attempts, yeah, okay. So another attempt, I hadn't even heard that. But will he be killed by an assassin? No.
Yeah, okay, that's all, because I know, look, and I've heard from his wife, Melania, that she believes in angels and she says they are protecting him. So I just think there's obviously a bit of faith base going on in that camp there, which is fairly important. And speaking about elections, we're going to talk about the Queensland election. I know you're not into politics, but you know, are you feeling, you know, the name Stephen Miles, who's our current Premier, David Crisafulli, who's the opposition leader, is anything coming out to you when you open yourself to the spirit?
Okay, I must tell you first up, I am biased here.
Yep.
Because I'm very offended by the fact that men telling women what to do with their bodies, that is hugely offensive to me.
Yep.
And the past thing of the LNP, you know, but let me just put that to the side now I've said that, and I'm waiting for a vision on that. Doors closed. Okay. I don't like either option, to be quite honest, but what I'm seeing for the LNP is a door being slammed. So they're going to be told.
Oh.
They're going to be told that, I don't know what the percentage of women in this Queensland is. I actually come from New South Wales.
Well, it's funny you mention this, Rose, because we were looking at polling data yesterday through the media, and they were saying that it was going to be a slam dunk for David Crisafulli. This is the LNP, but yeah, of course, polls can lie, and people can lie on polls. We know this.
Yes. It's a slam dunk, all right, but not the type they're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a slam draw.
Okay.
Wow.
So I think I don't know what the percentage of women is in Queensland, but usually there's more women than men who vote. And I think women are just saying, get your hands off my womb.
Isn't it funny how I haven't, that hasn't even come into my thought pattern about how women feel about, you know, where the voting's going. I'm just thinking of school lunches. I'm thinking of the energy bill that's being helped being paid and the fact that you can get your kids playing sport for free. But it's a very important factor. Women, and this is being playing out in the States too, Rose, women don't want to be told how to live or how their bodies can be used or legislated against. That's very important. And I miss that myself too.
Yeah, it's not probably top of mind for men. As a woman, you know, especially when you're a young woman, you're constantly worried if you're in a relationship or not, you're worried about pregnancy. Like, you know, I think back to when I was a teenager and, in my early 20s, and that worry, I don't want to be pregnant, you know, and you go on the pill, but I know so many women that have fallen pregnant on the pill.
And so, regardless, it's not a man's decision what a woman does with the body.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Now, I've got a couple of questions that have come through on Messenger overnight to throw to you, Rose, this morning. If anyone wants to talk to Rose, 1300 891 929, happy to hook you up with her.
And you can stay anonymous as well.
Yeah, that's right. Now, this is a note from Peter who says he's an Aries. Now, he's in nursing at the moment, Rose, but he said he's getting sick of it, doesn't know where to turn from here. He's looking for a new career boost, but he's a caring of guy, he says. So,
Yeah, I think he's still going to be involved in medical because I see a green apple, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yes.
So I think he's still involved in the medical profession. But, yeah, maybe it's not as hands-on with people. Maybe it's like medical education. Or, you know, how to improve your health or something like that.
Yeah, he's keen on doing that sort of thing because he's really getting fatigued working with patients, and he was saying that he wants to now move into another aspect of that job. I was thinking he'd be smart enough to be a doctor. Could you see that for him?
Yeah, well, that's the words I got. An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Wow.
So it is possible he could go on to be some sort of medical practitioner.
Yeah. You got anything, Jade?
No, I'm pretty good. I was more interested in the politics side of things.
Right.
So I think...
Well, I got one more here, Rose, from a Sagittarian named Claire. She met up with a guy 30 years ago and has fallen out ever since, but has now rekindled a connection through family online. And she wants to know, will it go any further?
Well, it's quite possible because I've got a rocket taking off here, but it's in the shape of a penis.
So okay. Wonder who's putting that message out there. Wow. So that's obviously, because it's funny, Rose, there was a study last night saying apparently there's the first evidence of two people communicating through dreams. And I know this person was mentioning they had a connection before and they used to dream about one another and have communication that way. So obviously that person's making it very clear about the intention.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean physically, though. It could be that Claire is taking on the energy of this person and integrating that energy into her own personality, which is a really sacred thing and a wonderful thing to do. But it's often painful if you unrequited love or alternatively because of circumstances you're not actually physically together but you want to be together.
Yeah, okay.
It's very, very, difficult like that. But at the very least, Claire is integrating this energy of this person. This is almost like a sacred union type of scenario
here. I hope that's answered the question for you, Claire. Well, Rose, thank you very much for helping us out and guiding us with where the supermoon's going. It's just going to keep us up for another couple of nights. But interesting where the politics is going. We appreciate your indulgence on that this morning.
No worries. Yeah, I just want to see, as many people as possible, go and vote here, and it's compulsory to vote. So unlike my husband, who was a donkey voter once and put vote one in his own name.
I never thought of that.
I don't give Bilko ideas, whatever you do.
Yeah, please don't do that. He got a letter and it said that he was banned from voting for 3 years.
Oh.
And he said, good.
Rose Smith, Absolute Soul Secrets. If you do want some help, Rose can help you out with that. There's a weekly or a daily reading on the site.
We do daily readings on Facebook. If you want to look up Absolute Soul Secrets on Facebook, follow me, and there's a daily divine message every day. And on every Monday at 8:30, I do free pick a card readings. You pick a number 1 to 5, and I interpret those numbers.